Hello, everyone. It's another episode of How Not to K-Pop with Sean and Henry.
How's it going, guys?
We are open, Henry.
Yes, after... how long has it been, huh?
Overall, we are number one, Henry. We've had the most days of lockdown in the world, supposedly. Melbourne, that is.
Yes, that's correct.
Which,
I think it's at least 4 months. Pretty much 4 months. We'll round it up.
What, this
4 months of lockdown?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Well over 100 days, I think even over 150. So that's a huge amount of being forced to stay at home. I mean, look, like we could go out technically, but it was only to shop and we were allowed to exercise like a couple hours a day. So yes, we were allowed outside, but that's not open.
Yeah, no, true. I mean, for most people, I understand that being in lockdown for so long is really, really draining. The mental issues, for example, not being able to go out or to socialize.
Yeah.
Socializing in person. Yeah, socializing in person versus just over the phone, it's completely different. Or even via text, it's completely different. I'm different. I love my computer.
So, have you gone out? I was going to ask, have you gone out since lockdown?
No, I have. So like 2 weeks after, a week ago actually, was when we officially opened back up.
Right.
Yeah. So a week ago, straight back to work.
Of course. Yeah.
Great. But I was not looking forward to it. I mean, the government was paying me more, so I would have preferred to stay in lockdown, enjoying my games.
Hey, that's similar to all the Americans out there. Like they were collecting that PPP check. And then that ended, but they all quit their jobs in what's known as the Great Resignation now.
Because they were
getting money from the
more.
Government. They're like, nah, yeah. I'm going to play video games or whatever.
Well, I'm surprised that they didn't just realize it was only a temporary measure.
Everyone did, but the money's so good, they're just like, let's keep this party going.
Yeah, well, those people are weird. Either way, I mean, I was happy, but going back to work, you know, considering... Christmas season's coming up, so going to be working a lot more often. Obviously, by then, the pay will be greater than what I would get from the government. So, there you go, except I have to expend a lot more energy, which sucks. But you know how it is. Christmas season. It's crazy already. It's
Carol's
crazy.
Play at my store. We're up to maybe day 9 of Carol's playing, and I'm sick of it. I'm checking out.
we haven't even started any... Christmas music or Christmas decorations. We have some Christmas products out, but when it comes to the atmosphere...
But you don't have, like, tinsel or anything?
No. We don't have the atmosphere yet because people are just still enjoying their freedom of getting out of lockdown and just doing whatever the hell they want. They just go out, they shop. Some of them...
Oh, it's just funny that among the products are Christmas-related items, but besides that, there's just no Christmas vibe going on with your store.
Exactly. You might see one or two decorations here or there in the whole shopping center, but most people don't care. You know, I don't think anyone has really started shopping for Christmas presents until middle of December.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's going to be this mad rush. And with all the supply chain problems around the world,
oh man,
it's going to be hectic. If things are sold out, people, guess what? Like, they're going to be sold out for a while.
That's right. So I am not looking forward to the Christmas period, especially when you've got people who have been agitated over the long lockdown. Then you've got people agitated for the fact that, why do I have to scan a QR code all the time?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get people who are agitated. Oh, excuse me, where's the Christmas sales? I'm trying to make a profit. Not profit. I'm trying to make sure I get my money's worth for Christmas at, like, 23rd of December, 2 days before Christmas.
Love a sale. Australians love a sale.
Oh, yeah. I know. Bloody hell. That's why our outlet store sells the most.
Since there's no stock on the shelves, buy me Bitcoin, Henry.
You already have Bitcoin. You've been saving up for a year.
It's a good segue into a crypto scam that happened that is interesting to us being a K-pop focused show because it's all about Squid Game, the ultra uber popular Netflix show. Some random unaffiliated to the show coders, internet people, made a cryptocurrency called Squid, and also Marble as well. And they made up a website and all of that. A bunch of people bought into it. And what happened was they could not withdraw their funds. And on Halloween, I believe, at least going off US time, a bunch of people woke up and saw that the crypto was at zero. So the original coders had run off with all their money.
Wow, that speaks volumes about the world of cryptocurrency.
Well, backtrack slightly. I mean, you're totally right. But to backtrack slightly, the Squid crypto coin and the Marbles were all based on this sort of entry idea. So you gain entry to what will be a Squid Game tournament that will take place. And obviously, in hindsight, this never took place, probably never existed. But it was going to be a game. And so all these people bought the coin expecting to play the game and see if they win, get a bunch of crypto from it. But a part of the contract was you can't withdraw the funds once you're in, which is similar to Squid Game, the Netflix show, where all the participants are given a value, really. Their lives are given a value, and that's put into this giant piggy bank, literally a pig-shaped bank with money in it in the show.
Wait, hold up. So the people who are buying the Squid coins or marbles or whatever it's called, if they're buying it, are they the ones to actually play it? And so they're the actual people who are supposedly meant to get killed when they fail.
That is the one thing that it stipulated. There will be no deaths in this Squid Game. So it's Squid Game without the death. Thank goodness.
And because without the deaths, well, there's no one player left standing, and so nobody will actually get any money because everyone's still alive. You can't narrow it down.
Oh, they get eliminated in the game. It's just like playing free-for-all in Call of Duty, right? You get eliminated, but you can still play. You're not dead in real life.
Because I had the preconception that these people are putting their money in, but not as players, but as audience members watching a tournament of random NPC or non-player.
No, in theory, they were going to play a Squid Game. I suspect only a few people who bought the coin actually knew that, because a lot of people just piled into it just due to buzz and that idea of FOMO, a fear of missing out on the coin. And I think some people saw it was going to the moon, so they're like, oh, I want to get in on this. I want to make some money. And it did balloon. It skyrocketed over 10,000% gains, 9,000% gains. Pretty much unheard of in the financial world, it happening that fast. And
that's why it's not really part of the financial world. I believe you told me that.
So it gets up to $2 million in value, and the creators go, wahoo, I've made all this money on my coin. Now to exchange it for a different coin, all my holdings, and send the coin to zero and run off to the, I don't know, Maldives or something.
I mean, it's not like you could get your money back anyway because
All these holders can't get their money back. And this is known as a rug pull when the creators of a cryptocurrency, they cash out of their own coin. And especially when they hold such a high volume, they send the coin to zero just through like supply-demand type theories.
Which this part reminds me of Patreon. Not that there's anything wrong with Patreon itself. It's more just the fact that there are some people who use Patreon to scam money out of people. For example, there's a lot of MMO games that are supposedly in the making. You would put money in, pay every month, and then hoping that, you know, it's enough money for them to continue to make the game. And eventually, after they see that they've reached a goal of $2 million, they suddenly disappear. Money's gone.
Man,
they're not making
anything.
That's it, gone. And it's $2 million gone. You've been spending money per month for this unknown company.
Yeah, like, come be an elf in my world.
Yeah, and a lot of times these MMOs or whatever games or whatever they're making is completely, it's too perfect to be true. It's too good to be true. Like, it has everything. The latest graphics, the latest adventures and quests and all this mechanics that no game currently can do, and it'll be in VR, and it'll have AR, and you can have it on your phone, and you can play it like Pokemon Go, and it sounds so good. Sounds amazing. And they only need $2 million. Awesome. And that's how they take your money.
Right, so they dress up these websites and all that, and they might have a video or two, supposedly, of gameplay, quote-unquote.
Exactly.
And it's just dressed up to sell or to make money, I mean. Oh,
exactly.
Wow. That is what Squid was, because later on, a bunch of people found the website had all these typos, and they'd go to contact the creators. They'd go to the creators page, and it was all fake or stolen pictures from LinkedIn accounts.
Right, like, okay.
Very dodgy, and this took like 5 minutes of research. All they had to do was go on the official quote-unquote website and click on those names, and they realized very quickly, oh, it's all fake. Okay.
You can even, so a simple Google search of their images do the same thing.
Yeah, in the modern world, all the cool kids are saying D-Y-O-R, do your own research. That's also cool because it says Dior, like the clothing brand. Dior. And
yeah,
look,
well,
this can happen with any meme coin. Be very careful out there. This isn't financial advice, by the way, but just if you're going into crypto, be really careful. It's not regulated. If a rug pull happens legally, you can't do anything because technically no laws have been broken because there are none really regarding crypto yet. There's a few in the US, but that's a whole different bag of potatoes. So,
I mean, considering it's a digital medium as well, how are you going to properly regulate this and enforce any of the rules? And a value that you create, like, let's say you make a picture, an NFT, and you decide it's worth $1 million. Who decides that? What are you basing it off of? I'm basing it off of Picasso's picture. Well, hold up. How is your amateur picture that you did in 2 minutes because you were bored worth like $1 million, $2 million, whatever, to give it value like that? You can't.
Something we are seeing in the NFT world is something called washing, where people are buying something and then selling it to someone and then buying it right back. In other words, they have like this agreement, or it's just a whole nother account that's theirs and they're just buying and selling between themselves, which is called washing. And that's illegal in the financial world, but in the crypto world, there's no laws. It's, everyone keeps saying it's the Wild West, and it truly is. Be careful.
That's why I believe crypto is kind of the future, but I don't see it as the future right now. It's just,
I will say, meme coins, not the future in my opinion. And this Squid Game coin, meme coin. So obviously I didn't get scammed. I could see that it was BS, but a lot of people, I feel so sorry for them, lost quite a bit of money. To buy into the game, it was thousands of dollars. I think initially it was something like $2,000. The BBC reported on this guy who put in $8,000. That's $8,000 gone. Really? It's sad. It's a sad story.
Honestly, you're better off just making something yourself, take a picture of it, give it some random value, NFT value, and you're probably going to make more money like that than anything else. You make it worth $5,000, you can probably make that in a day.
Henry,
and just copy paste the picture.
Yeah, buy my Sean Bucks.
How about you guys buy us a coffee at, what was it, Sean?
buymeacoffee.com/hownottokpop.
There you go. That's actually a real...
I'm going to listen back to that mouth sound. It probably is disgusting on the mic. But anyway, speaking of mouth things, Esper did a doozy of a mouth thing in that they lip-synced a racist slur. And this is Esper member Giselle specifically. So it all went down October 23rd when SM Entertainment, their label, released behind-the-scenes footage of Esper working on their Savage EP. Just a sidebar, have you listened to Savage yet, Henry?
I have. It's all right. The thing is, it's all right. Well, I mean, here's the thing. With Esper, other than Black Mamba, so comparing Savage and Next Level, it gives me the impression that, I believe it's what they're meant to be, Esper is basically female NCT.
I totally get that. That's really good. It is quite progressive. This music is a little bit out there. It's not necessarily straight ahead pop.
And their dance. Like when I watch NCT's song Boss.
Right.
And then I look at some of their movements, some of Esper's movements with like Savage and Next Level. It gives me that impression of like their dance style is very, very similar. The maybe the same dance choreographer did it. I'm not sure. But there's a hint of NCT in Aespa. That's what I see. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. It's just, for me, Savage and Next Level were acquired tastes. And even then, they weren't exactly, I much preferred Black Mamba. But Black Mamba seems a bit more of a general song.
Right. To put it very, very simply, Black Mamba might be a little bit boring regarding the progression of music.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's not so future. But Savage, it's just not catchy. To put it as simply as possible, I just do not find it very catchy, very memorable. It kind of just, to me, played out more like a bad Blackpink song.
I see.
Because it had those trap beats, and it had the sort of la-la-las, and it had the kind of trumpets playing at some point, the horns. It just ended up being a bit Blackpink, but not catchy.
You see, Blackpink never mouthed the racial slur. And for anyone who's curious, racial slur was the N-word. Okay.
Yep. That's so SM released this behind the scenes of Savage EP, a making of effectively. Yeah. And in it, Esper's Giselle lip sync to a SZA song called Love Galore. And it came on, it's audible in the video. And yeah, she mouths the N-word, unfortunately. And now, so people got a bit angry.
She lip syncs. So Sean said she mouths the word, it's a lip sync. She lip synced it. She didn't actually say it. Okay. And
she didn't say it. That's true.
That's right. Another thing is she was enjoying the song. She was expressing the song.
So later on, she does go on Instagram and issues an apology because some netizens were like, what? What are you doing? This isn't right. And so, yeah, she goes on Instagram and says, quote, I got carried away with my favorite song playing.
Yes.
She got carried away is her apology, basically. She does say sorry. And basically right now, today, Aespa haven't gone away. They're not cancelled. They still exist. You know, I think it's pretty much over by now. And that, to me, goes to show that Giselle's apology, it's good.
Well, I don't think it's the fact that she... I don't think it's necessarily just the apology. It's the fact that, as I mentioned before, it wasn't used in any other intended way but singing. She was just singing the song. That was it. Not long before we started the podcast, Sean gave the example of Kendrick Lamar. And the fact that he got another girl from the audience up on stage and she rapped one of his songs.
White Caucasian girl. I just want to point out, like, she was white. So, yeah.
But she was Caucasian and, you know, she was in the moment. She was enjoying it. She was up there with her number one favorite celebrity. They're banging it out with this song. And in the process of singing this song, she also sang the racial slur, the N-word. And Kendrick Lamar, he knew it was part of the song. That's normal. You know, good on you. Because she was just singing the song. She wasn't really doing anything else with it. But apparently there were other people out there who took it differently. Was that right, Sean?
Yes, so...
I know you told me this. You told me this.
Right, no, so the way it went down, just in case that wasn't fully right.
Uh-huh.
So this woman, it was in Alabama. Kendrick did stop her after she repeatedly was using the lyrics to the song Uncensored. And then Kendrick told her, you got to bleep one single word. And then all she sort of interpreted it as was, oh, my mic's being cut. And it's like, and she said, am I not cool enough for you, bro?
Oh, so there's more? You lied to me, Sean.
And then she apologized. So then and there she apologized and said, oh, I'm sorry, did I do it?
Okay, I see.
And then Kendrick asked the audience if she should be given another try. And despite many shouting no, Kendrick allowed her a second run. So to me, that's sort of accepting.
Hmm.
To me, like, I interpret that as, Oh, okay. So he did see it as a mistake.
Yeah.
But forgave her straight away. But the internet didn't forgive her. This caused this whole outburst. And I sort of feel like that's going to happen with Esper's Giselle. It's caused an outburst. People are going to be forever quite offended at her or angry at her.
I don't think so, mate. Not with Giselle. Not with Giselle.
But the internet's so permanent. That's the thing. It's such a permanent place. So
it also washes
finding it.
It also washes away very quickly. I mean, the fact that they deleted the video of Giselle saying it pretty quickly. So it's pretty hard to find it, even though I found it.
Great damage control. Still, SM, good on them. They did pretty good damage control. It was a mistake. I don't think Giselle's career should be over for this necessarily. I mean, I'm a white guy, so I don't really have any position to actually say that, I guess. We need to find out what African-American, what those ethnicity think of this.
I would be interested to hear their opinion about this as well. So whether they would take offense to it or not. Kind of curious.
And it's one of those dangerous things. It probably won't be the last time because hip-hop music, which is primarily African-American culture and all that, that's where its roots are, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the most popular music in the world right now. We have, Drake, Kanye West. I know Drake's a little more R&B, but, Kanye West, Nas. I mean, pick a name besides Eminem.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Right. Besides those few who have sort of made it, it is very much, those are its roots in African-American culture. It's interesting because that means all these fans of these artists, they are white. So I think they're going to slip up from time to time or even think it's okay, which it totally isn't, to just recite the lyrics. I think that is inappropriate because it's just not our word. It's not for us to say.
Yeah. But in the end, I think we can all agree with the fact that hip-hop has come a long way and it's really spread around the world. You know, its roots are, back in America with the African-American, but it's spread out to all different cultures, to different genres. It's now mixed with pop, dance, mixed with R&B, mixed with whatever. It can do that. Mixed with rock. You know? So, good on it. Good on it. Yeah.
And Giselle Esper, you do you, I guess. Just don't film it.
Yeah, Giselle will be fine. I think Giselle will be fine. Yeah, the filming thing probably would have... If they didn't remove the videos quickly, it probably would have gone around like wildfire.
Yeah, nature of the internet, but especially K-pop, don't you notice? People tend to jump on rumors or jump on artists quite aggressively.
Yeah, because apparently they were saying that this artist jumped on someone else.
That's brilliant. So EXO's late has gotten into some hot water temporarily. Just this past week, or weekend, I should say, when a blogger on Weibo, so November 5th this happened, a Weibo blogger, very popular, 900,000 followers, he claimed that a male A-list star slept with fans and might have even impregnated one of them. And they left clues such as three letters in the stage name. And so netizens went, Lay, L-A-Y, that's three letters. Boom, got him. Lock in. And so they started sending malicious comments to him and saying, confess and just set the record straight.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah?
When you said three letters, immediately I was thinking, oh, he left these three letters. These three letters were L-A-Y. Who could it be?
This is a tough one.
Hold up. It's late. Did he really just do that?
He did an acrostic poem, L-A-Y.
Yeah, this person, Lay, might not be Lay, is, from EXO. Not saying he's from EXO, but he's from EXO. It did impregnate someone. Ooh.
So next day, Lay's agency respond saying, hey, completely false. we have taken action in that we've tracked down the IP address of two people who were releasing or spreading, I mean, these rumors. And now it's in the hands of lawyers and they're sorting it out legally. Oof. So that's not good for the people who spread false rumors. And don't spread false rumors is the lesson here for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. The dude who spread the false... Wait, hold up. So would you say the one who spread the false rumor... Because you mentioned it's two people. Did you mention it was two people? Yeah. So the one of them would have to be the famous Weibo blogger, right?
In theory, that's just my theory. I don't actually know. All I know is that this Weibo blogger chose to post it. Now, it might be secondhand information, so it might not necessarily be this blogger, but they're the ones with the most clout. They're the ones with the most power who did post about it.
Yeah.
It's a toughie. Some bloggers and... I guess YouTubers and Twitter people, they do make careers off this kind of content, which is rumor spreading or gossip. Even publications, like over in England, you have publications, magazines that honestly spread false rumors using old pictures but claiming they're new and saying this person was with this person when they photoshopped them together, stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is kind of the internet equivalent. A Weibo blogger, famous, posts this absolute claptrap, and people put two and two together and make five, so they think it's Lay, and it just goes from there. And so Lay, poor guy, has to waste energy on this stupidity. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, that reputation would be hella tarnished. But apparently the way that he handled it was really good, very mature.
And quick.
Took it straight to, you know, legal. Made it legal.
It's so good how quickly the agency jumped on this, and Lay himself obviously jumped on it and just took it down. So, yeah, obviously he'll be fine now and he'll continue his awesome career. He's got amazing songs, by the way. I highly recommend you look him up. Yeah, kind of futuristic and just forward pushing, especially with Chinese pop. I think that's impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, I guess the K-pop world, they have a huge grasp on removing and or even protecting their idols. Just like with Aespa, Giselle, you know, they were able to quickly remove the videos of her lip-syncing the racial slur.
That's a good point. Sure, they must have teams dedicated to this, to just searching forums, having their ear to the ground and squashing rumors that are obviously false. Mm, right. Mm. Which means they spend money on it. That's kind of tragic, eh? That there's so much of this bullshit out there in the internet that we need to, companies like SM and what have you, have to spend money on just deleting that falsehoods from the internet.
Yeah, well, but there is definitely one industry that really needs this sort of stuff, this sort of regulation, and that's the cryptocurrency.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on, man. If this, it's working so well for the K-pop industry, for these K-pop idols, I think they need to implement this this thing into the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and NFTs.
You and I
they
both know that these coins are so well built that that's impossible.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, XLA, that whole thing was just apparently false, just a lie, and those two people who have been found are screwed, I guess.
Yeah, at least they're anonymous. That's kind of appropriate, I feel, and professional of Lay or whoever tracked down the IP addresses.
Unless that famous Weibo blogger with over 900,000 followers also posts posts the claims that, oh, these two people's names are they live at...
Yeah, they're gonna do their own version of the Weibo post. Yeah, he's a D-list.
Yep.
He lives with his mum still. Well, that doesn't narrow it down. Plenty of people live with their parents. Dang. This is a toughie.
This person's name has three letters. I think it's L-A-Y, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. But yeah, so good on you, EXO. Good on you, Lay. You did good.
It was a shorty this time, but that brings us to the end of another episode of How Not to K-Pop.
Yeah, well, I find that these podcasts go through very quickly. It's very surprising.
Look, it's important to have more killer, less filler. You know what I'm saying?
And absolutely. If anything, what I need or what we need is something to really pick us up. A bit of caffeine. Sure. Yeah,
give us that juice. buymeacoffee.com/hownottokpop. Juice us up. Follow us on Instagram at SepatorProd. I'm Sean. That's Henry.
Hey, guys. I mean, wait.
Hey, guys. All right. Yep, that's right. This is an endless episode. We're just going back to the beginning, baby.
Yeah, well, Sean being the editor, he could actually do that. So we could have an hour episode or 2 hours episodes. It's a repeat of the podcast.
We're now going to do it all backwards. Emit, that's till next time backwards.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I got weird. Yep. Till next time. Later, guys. All right,
thank you, guys. See you guys. Bye.